I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
Do any of these names mean anything to you? Martin Scorsese, Alexander Payne, David O. Russell, Ethan and Joel Coen, Spike Lee.
Yes, some of them used to mean something to me. Martin Scorsese certainly meant something to me for a while.
Well, get up your critical sensibilities because they're coming November and December of this year.
Yeah, so we're doing a little part two fall preview.
Got it.
I'll tell you what you hit upon with Martin Scorsese, the movie I'm probably most excited about this fall Oscar awards season, The Wolf of Wall Street.
Got it.
I'm real excited about this movie. Well, it looks great.
Why wouldn't you be excited? Leonardo, Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonah Hill.
And it doesn't really even matter to me who's in it. It just looks like Scorsese is making a movie that's vibrant and explores the dynamic life of lowlives.
So then you ought to be a little bit excited about Lost Vegas.
Yes. Or Last Vegas. I think it's Last Vegas.
I think it is. I don't know. Or maybe it'll be Lost. But how can you miss with Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro,
right,
Morgan Freeman, and to throw in the kind of the Joey Bishop role, Kevin Kline?
How can you miss? Easily.
Yes. This is the geriatric hangover.
That's what I heard.
We know something that's going to make at least $100 million, if not $200 million. Mm-hmm. That'll be the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Right.
I have no idea what Free Birds is about, but man, I want to see Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson together.
Yeah, if it was Woody Allen and Owen Wilson after Midnight in Paris, I would be really excited, but I'm not.
Joaquin Phoenix actually loves his computer more than he loves Scarlett Johansson. No, I guess she is the voice.
She is the computer in her.
Right, that is a shame, man.
Yeah, but it's directed by Spike Jones. That speaks volumes.
Yeah,
that could really be an interesting movie.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman as Princess Grace. She sure has the looks. Whether they can pull off anything that's a worthwhile drama on that, I don't know. Close out November.
Yeah.
Spike Lee's Old Boy. December gets a little bit heavier. And at least for me, because I saw August Osage County in New York. Two of our major ladies playing against each other.
Julia Roberts.
You got it. And Meryl Streep.
What, you don't like Meryl Streep? No, but
you can't wait for Grudge Match.
Oh my God, that's coming up. Can you believe that? Robert De Niro and Sylvester Stallone playing washed-up boxers.
No.
Part of me wants to see that.
Sure.
And then the smart part of me is thinking, this is going to be excrement.
You
know what I mean?
You don't want to think about Rocky?
I don't want to think about those guys.
There was something a few days ago about how George Clooney could be competing against himself in several categories. Producer, director, actor. And he's coming out with Monuments Men in
December. Which looks great.
Yeah.
Basically, World War II, some Allied forces trying to recapture some art stolen by the Nazis.
Excellent, yeah.
Which sounds a lot like, to me, one of my favorite war movies, which is The Train with Burt Lancaster.
Burt Lancaster.
Yeah.
David O. Russell gave us
Silver Linings Playbook.
And so I'm really looking forward to American Hustle. Christian Bale, Amy Adams, and Bradley Cooper.
Speaking of Christian Bale, I'm interested in this other movie he's doing called Out of the Furnace. Looks like a tight little crime drama.
Probably closing out December.
Mm-hmm.
Who else but Tom Hanks? And one of my favorite actresses, Emma Thompson. And this is Saving Mr. Banks.
Right, and this is basically, he plays Walt Disney.
And she's the one who created Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm. And she's a pain in the neck to work with.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it looks good. I mean, anything else?
I'm intrigued by Ben Stiller's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Walter Mitty.
There is early, early Oscar buzz on this movie. This could be Ben Stiller's Oscar picture.
Sure.
I mean, that's the talk. And, of course, everybody, I'm sure, knows the story of Walter Mitty. It was done in the 50s with Danny Kaye, or the 40s, rather, with Danny Kaye.
Great short story by our own James Thurber.
Oh, yeah, that's right. James Thurber, Columbus's own.
People from Columbus should be interested, right?
Yeah, wow, I wonder if we can get him here, Ben Stiller.
Anyway, we're looking at a fairly decent December.
Well, yes, on paper.
On paper, as always.
These things always look good on paper, John. Yes. And then when they hit the screen,
right. We don't want,
they look like toilet paper.
Do not come back and listen to this show when we start doing our Oscar show.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway at 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes are online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at WCBE.org.